The big one is bed. The skinny one is skin. And the topic is hoops. It's the Mavs postgame show. Live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:35, don't forget, the big day for ticket stock is tomorrow. It starts at 5. Doors will open then, midget wrestling at 7:30, time wasters at 8:30. Saturday, doors open at 10. And Sunday, they will open at noon. It'll all be going down at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, out in Plano, a little to the east of 75, so join us as much as you possibly can.
Is this the 10th ticket stock? It's the 9th, isn't it?
I think it's the 10th.
You had first one was in 95.
Because we're in our 11th year.
All right, first one was in 95.
This is
95, 96, 97, 98, 99, aught, aught 1, aught 2, aught 3, aught 4.
10. Wow, 10 of these.
All right, let's continue with fun with real audio.
Okay. I was walking past one of our production rooms a couple days ago, and I heard some very violent happenings going on
inside.
Oh, I
know what this is. Don't play this.
It's funny.
Don't play this.
We have both of you. It's not just you, Greg.
What, me?
Gosh. Yes.
Violence from me?
Yes. Because you guys were both...
I thought Aubrey was my buddy.
You guys were both...
He can't be trusted.
Hey, no, Corby heard this because his door was open and he was editing this. And Corby's like, what the hell was that?
So I had to go ask Aubrey, and I'm the one who saved it. So don't blame Aubrey. So
Aubrey is a production guy up here, for those who don't
know. And a great guy, I thought.
So he was like, yeah, Grego was a little upset over some of the things that... when he was screwing up during the live spot.
Well,
or
see,
during his recorded commercial.
No, it's not a live spot.
I know,
it's
during
a recorded commercial.
I'm sorry.
Here's the deal. I can't do those. Okay? I can't do them.
I know.
And if you notice, on any spot that you hear me and Reiner on, Reiner starts them out, he finishes them, and he has all the lines. Because I can't read. I'm basically retarded. Okay? So, once again, if you want to make fun of handicapped people,
well,
go ahead.
I'd like to, today at least. So, we have three cuts from Reiner.
Well, you're going to have to do some bleeping on mine,
I bet. Already done
it.
We've already done it. We have three cuts from Reiner. These are very short. And this is what happens when Reiner screws up during a live spot. And then we'll get to what happens when Grego has a little bit of trouble with the live spot.
Which doesn't happen. Reiner doesn't screw up on that.
No, I do too.
He's usually one take.
No, I do too.
And then he gives me the glare because I can't get through mine. I'm not good at this.
So here's a few of Reiner's glitches.
Welk is introducing a brand new Digital Home Advantage package that's... Let me start over. Three, two, one. Hey now.
What'd you say there, Mike?
And you've heard...
What was that? What was that got bleeped out?
That was a little expletive.
Little tiny S word. Okay, here's another example of Mike.
And your family, like Digger and Clyde, are to us? Then... Let me do that again. Three, two, one.
And one more.
Holidays, make someone's day with him. Hey now.
Whoa.
Son of a bitch. One. If you're looking for a fun and original gift for someone's
I like that one. I like the back-to-back one. Play that again.
Holidays, make someone's day with him. Hey now. Son of a bitch. Three, two, one. If you're looking for a fun and original gift for someone's birthday.
Now we get to Grego.
All right. God.
Now,
this is a dirty trick.
Sure,
I mean, this happens
awful.
Every
it's
day.
It's just awful.
You guys do these spots at
you
least two or three times a week.
If you want to make this like a daily thing,
you could.
You can. Because we do these things every day, and every day...
I can promise
yes,
you...
Yes, every day something like that
I
happens.
I can promise you, you do not freak out every day as bad as you freaked out the other day. I promise you.
Well, maybe not, but I generally freak out.
Because this is pretty funny.
Because I'm not that good at doing this. I mean, some people can do it.
Now, we gradually build up to the finality of it all when Grego just loses his mind. But here's the first little screw-up.
His score has improved, and you're free for...
God, this is...
Man. What would your good puppy like?
Okay, he's getting angry.
A little bit.
He's getting a little angry. And here comes the first sign of violence.
Get your free 4-pound bag of dog or adult... Get your free 4-pound bag of... By the way, I hit something there.
Right, you hit the top of the little
right.
table there.
Just kind
of
slapped it.
So let's hear him hit it again.
Get your free 4-pound bag of dog or adult... Get your free 4-pound bag of...
And here's where he is ready to fight anyone who is in his way.
I've been eating their fresh... God... Man, I'm about to f***ing tear this place apart!
Is it really worth that? Screwing up a line in a commercial?
Why do you get so mad at that, Greg?
I don't know.
Leave him alone. It's hard to do.
Because I can't do this. That's why.
But why do you get so mad?
I don't know.
You got to learn how to relax.
I know. I wish I could, but I just can't.
All right.
I mean, when I do it, I let out a minor expletive, then I pick up and go on.
But listen to Grego.
One more time and then Mickey.
I've been eating their fresh... God... Man, I'm about to f***ing tear this place apart!
Fuck you!
I think I might have to change my vote.
Yeah, it's the biggest hothead?
Yeah. This is like a political campaign. This came out at the right time.
Genius.
Certainly glad you guys are like making fun of the handicap.
What we do.
Right. Yeah, I looked real good, too.
Well, you can do this. You're talented. You can do this. I can't, and I admit it. I don't know why they want me to do those.
All right, it is time now for the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola. It's brought to you by Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Just Breaks. They team up to bring you this. The Ranch Report. But then I guess I already told you that.
You expect me to do this now?
Were you listening to that, man?
Oh, that's great. You made me feel a lot better, too. You ought to hear me over here trying to do the, when we, like, record TV stuff, and I have to do it. I'm worse than you are.
I'm just horrible at it. But I admit it, you know. It's
I'm not reading anything. I'm trying to do it off the top of my head, and I can't do it, and I just start cussing. They've got outtakes here that'll go on for 10
you know
years.
What? I'm a little bit better if I'm not reading it. But trying to read it, I'm horrible at it.
Well, that's what happens when you're competitive, you know? You just want to be right all the time.
But look, we've all been there. It happens
I know.
To everybody.
Like but I said, get so mad.
If they want to do it, they can do that every day. I mean, Ryan sees me throw a fit every day in there. Every single day.
Yeah, and every day I wonder, man, why does he get so worked up over this?
Well, there's two of us, I'll guarantee you that. I hate it when I mess up like that. And you have to do it over, and you got people sitting there kind of looking at you like, is a big dummy ever going to get this thing right?
When normally Ryan and I do it, generally about 6 minutes to three before we go on the air. So we're kind of up against it to begin with.
Right.
You know, and they ask us about noon to start doing it, and we just put it off and put it off. Then we have to go in there and... You know, I know Aubrey's trying to get out of there. I know Ryan's, you know, he delivers his line perfectly. Then he has to wait for me to kick over every word in there.
No, not exactly. Yeah. Not we just heard.
That's good.